Lady Gaga will be paying tribute to David Bowie at the Grammys on February 15th, which is the Monday after Valentine's Day.
I was going to say, I got to figure the Grammys would have like a huge Bowie thing. I bet you, what's it called? Academy Awards will have something too. Because he did a bunch of movies.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So annoying. He's been doing this all morning.
You know, he did the Labyrinth.
Listen. A couple things.
Yeah, he did a couple other films. So, and he did soundtracks for, you know, music for films.
Yeah.
They'll do something at the Academy Awards for him.
He was a big part of the whole entertainment industry. Yeah.
All right, so I wonder what Lady Gaga will do.
Well, she's working with the Nile Rodgers, who produced the Let's Dance LP. And then she's working with producer Ken Ehrlich, who is doing the dialogue for her. So she's working with people that worked with him.
All right. So. That's cool.
All right, so Def Leppard has postponed their the rest of their North American tour, because Joe Elliott, who's been having this on-and-off battle with throat illness.
Well, that's
not good. What's the throat?
Laryngitis?
Yeah, he's been having that. He got that off of a cruise ship show that they did. And the people that the other bands that they were with, they had to use their singers to sing Def Leppard because Joe Elliott couldn't sing Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Wow.
And Photograph and Animal and, you know, all their hits. The seven songs that are their hits.
That sucks.
Yeah. And his doctor, the doctors are saying that if he continues to sing, if he continues to do the tour, that it's going to end up being permanent damage to his throat.
So what do you, I wonder what he'll do.
Probably have to, you know.
That'd suck if he couldn't sing anymore.
Yeah, just lip sync.
Yeah, it's true. They don't do, you know, it, you know what's funny? Well, it always is, I mean, it's credit to the rock world because they don't want to do it. But I always wondered why. The rockers, who obviously have their voices blown out, don't lip sync. Like, David Lee Roth sounds horrible. Like, he sounds horrible live. He cannot sing any of the songs like he used to. Why don't they lip sync? Like, the pop stars get away with it, and they're able to pull it off. Why don't the rock guys do it? Or have some type of back audio try? I don't. There has to be a way that they can make their voice not sound like garbage. Like, there has to be a way someone like Joe Elliott to just lip sync and use
the
original.
The whole thing is, you know, the girl, the front woman for Hailstorm, maybe Hailstorm was her name. You know, she did an interview where she was saying how, you know, everything they do is real because that's the point of rock. They're not pop. They're not made to, you know, be sellouts. They're not made to be these people that are lip syncing, because then the industry, the rock industry, just flushes in with every aspect of music where everyone lip syncs, everyone's auto-tuned, nothing's real, and they just go with the motions. And it's like that's why rock is the way it is, because no matter how messed up someone's voice is, as long as they can go out there and be in the presence and even sing half a song and let the fans sing the rest, it's more real than having, you know, them be all auto-tune and all lip-syncing like they're Britney Spears and Cher, so...
Yeah, I guess.
I
you know what? There's an argument on both sides. Because, yes, you're 100% right, but like I said, if you listen to David Lee Roth and Van Halen, you would just assume have them have some type of auto-tune or backing track, something, because it's just horrible. It's almost unlistenable when you hear Roth. And the thing that people always say is, oh, it doesn't matter because it's just cool to see him up there with them. So it's like, well, then in that case, I'd rather hear the good voice and him up there and dancing and doing his little shtick, and it wouldn't be unbearable to listen to, because to me, it's distracting. When I'm listening to new Van Halen, it's like, it's a constant, like, oh, God, that's so bad. It's just bad. But anyways.
All right, so James Corden is set to host the 2016 Tony Awards on June 12th in New York City. He has previously won a Tony Award for Best Performance by Lead Actor in a Play for One Man, Two Governors. And, hey.
You know, that kid seems gay, but he talks about his wife.
It's European humor. European humor is very much like...
He seems very...
Because when people make fun of Europe men, English men, they always associate them with, like, they don't know their sexuality. So James Corden, that's his gimmick. That's his play as a comedian, is he, you know, makes very funny innuendos to the One Direction guy.
Yeah,
he always plays as if he's, like, has, like, this really deep connection. But that's just their humor. That's just how they are. Because they're not, they're not like us, where it's, you know, oh, you can't joke about sexuality. Then they're like, we don't give a crap about what you guys think. This is our humor.
Yeah,
us Americans are very like, oh, my God, you're so gay. It's like, you're so not, like, you're just so dumb.
He comes off gay. And then the fact that he's doing the Tony Awards, because the Tony Awards is gay. It's for,
what?
Yeah, it's just.
The Broadway.
It's predominantly gay.
I mean, Neil Patrick Harris, I mean.
Yeah. That's like the gimmick of Broadway. It's very gay.
I feel like it's a very debatable last two stories.
Uh-oh.
When it comes to rock music. Because it's like, I can debate that, well, not everyone that does Broadway and not everyone that does plays and stuff have to be gay.
I didn't say all of them. But it's like show tunes. It's always the stereotype of people who listen to Liza Minnelli and Barbra Streisand. It's like gay guys and women. It's not, you know, the machoist of macho men don't rock out to Barbra Streisand. They don't rock out to Liza Minnelli. The gimmick was always Liza Minnelli was a huge favorite with the homosexual and drag queen crowd. And drag queens love to dress like Liza Minnelli. That was always just something in the annals of drag queen.
Well, once I see James Corden dress up as a woman and name himself, I don't know what woman name starts with a J, but he can, then I'll be like, oh, it's kind of questionable. All right. So Gwyneth Paltrow. Now to me, I find this, I get it, but I still find it very funny whenever people use this term, because my parents use this term. So Gwyneth Paltrow tells Glamour magazine that her and Chris Martin have sleepovers, but there's no romantic relationship with them anymore because they do it all for the kids. And that he's like a brother to her. And I'm like, that sounds so much like my parents. And it's like, come on. Come on, guys. You can't be fooling everybody. like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you say that about your parents?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You're fooling.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I always think that I'm like, not now. I don't think now. I think at one point in time there was, but not now.
They don't think now.
They just become like that old non-married married couple. And that's kind of like how they are. Even though they live in their own houses in the same state, like 40 minutes away.
So you don't think now.
I don't think now, but.
All right.
Harry Styles has broken up with Modest Management, the team that was with One Direction, and has signed with CAA, Jeffrey Azoft.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And he's solo. I think he'll do good as a solo artist. He'll be like the Justin Timberlake of right now.
Yeah.
No?
Well, he was like the face of that.
Because you think Zayn Malik, I can like compare all of them to all NSYNC boys, or even Backstreet Boys, but Zayn Malik is like, you know, the JC Chazé, where it's like, we love him, but not as much. And Harry Styles is Justin Timberlake, where everybody wants him. Everybody. They're like, we want your music. We want your style. We want your face. We want your body.
We want your body.
Hair. I think I already said hair. I sound like Ted Cruz with the repeating of things, you know? So, you go, Harry Styles.
All right.
That guy lost by like a point. By like one vote. Sports news.
Give me sports news.
WWE legend Bret Hart, the Hitman.
I know Bret Hart.
Diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh, that's not good.
As you know, that is a man disease because women do not have prostates. Duh.
Yep.
Unless you're one of those women that are like Bruce Jenner.
But the good thing on that is
He's going to help spread awareness on it. Too.
Yeah, and...
And he's getting surgery. He has to go undergo surgery in the next couple days.
Yeah, prostate cancer, for the most part, is...
Curable.
Mm-hmm. And...
If you catch it early enough.
Yeah.
If you're at, like, stage kind of one.
Well, that's why you always got to get the jelly finger and make sure your prostate isn't enlarged. And
yeah.
You get your blood drawn to make sure your levels.
How often does a man have to go? Once a year or once like every 6 months?
Should go every day. Listen, if you have health insurance, or even if you don't have health insurance, because you could go to an urgent care clinic. You could go to a walk-in and get a physical for $150. So you get a physical for $150, they do a basic blood panel,
yeah.
And then give you a jelly finger. So he sticks his finger in your keister. Then he goes, your prostate seems normal.
Yeah.
And then they do your blood test. And if you're over four, well, now you have to the area is about four. So if you're like if your PA level is you know 5-6 might be a problem, but if you're in the four, you're fine. But yeah, every 6 months you should do it. I mean, it's not like they give you a jelly finger for 10 minutes. It's not like having man love. It's like
done.
I mean, it's literally like 15 seconds. You're just like. Your eyes got...
Because guys are not used to having things up there.
Yeah, and it's not a sensual thing. You know,
no.
It's not a tickle thing. It's like...
It's
like
poking at your
It goes
thing.
In, and then you can feel the knuckle on your cheeks. You're just like...
I get it. I understand why guys don't find that fun.
You're
I
just
get
like...
It now.
And then you feel violated. They go, all right, cool. Then they give you a like a napkin. Here.
Ah.
In here, clean up.
All right.
And they walk out, and you've got your pants down to your ankles, and you're like, and you wipe the Vaseline out of your keister.
Is the show calling you?
No, it's
it's like an insurance company, like the numbers I hit.
Yeah.
Scientology.
I know what it is. I'll tell you later.
Prison.
Yeah. So.
All right. So Johnny Manziel on March 9th will no longer be with the Browns. They listen to you, Twitter people. They listen to you.
That's good.
But after a long, stressful, heartbreaking relationship with Johnny Manziel, they're tired of seeing him in the news where police get called to either his house or his girlfriend's house. So, goodbye, Johnny.
That's good. F him.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
All right,
so Haley Elementary in Woodland, Texas celebrated J.J. Watt Day on their 99th day of school. All the students and faculty wore either the Texans 99 shirt or the J.J. Watt jersey. And he's like, thanks, guys, for the love. Woo! I think that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I like that. See, whenever the Rams come and our kids start school, they're going to have, like the 82nd day, and it will be, like, whoever number 82 in the Rams. I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers. My kids are going to have Cam Newton Day. One is as lonely as them. All right. Do you remember Joseph Randall from the Cowboys, the receiver?
Yeah, I think so.
And he was having issues off the field as well because that is. But, all right, so he got cut from the Cowboys last week. And it comes out that he was sports gambling on the during the season. And he's, mentally ill. Like, he is delusional. No lie. So October 28th, he called the police to come to his house because someone broke into his girlfriend's phone and car. So when they arrived, she was at school. And Randall gave the police the keys to his house and then said, I'm delusional. I made up the whole entire story.
It's taking the shots to the head.
It is. And I'm just like, I'm a little bit of bigot sometimes. And I'm not racist, but. There's definitely something in the water. Our placenta sac on white people. No offense. But hey. Because majority, to me, there's white people. White people are on top of the insanity level because us white people are just crazy, crazy. But whenever you hear stories, it's like the most, the guy from 3-6 Mafia
cut
off his pecker and then jump off a balcony.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? I never heard of a white guy doing that. Yeah. Y'all take it to a whole other level. We're just, insane because, we're just, we're given guns, and what we do with those guns is not nice. It's not nice.
Our penises off.
But you never hear of Charles Manson sawing at his pecker in the cell. You just don't hear about that. So, I'm sorry, Joseph Randall. I hope you get the help that you deserve and get better and take a break from football so your brain can recuperate from all the concussions that you probably had during peewee, high school, and college. All right? So get better soon. That's all I have to say. And now, final story. Tony Stewart, the NASCAR racer.
I know Tony
Stewart.
He's
hospitalized. He was hospitalized after a back injury and a car accident on the West Coast because of the rain.
He's the guy that ran over that kid.
Yeah,
on that,
and killed him.
And killed the kid.
Yeah. But yeah, and I'm just like, what you think because it's raining, and all of a sudden you can start speeding in the West Coast. I mean, it was raining hard, you know, a couple days ago here. So
welcome to the West Coast.
Get well soon.
All right.
My name is Katie, and this is Rob. This is the Rob Sicari Show. We'll see you all tomorrow on Hump Day.